Hey everybody, I think we're going to get started here in just a minute as soon as Tommy comes on. So give us just a minute.
Says that you have to let me set my video on.
Hang on just a second. You can see that technology is stumping us right at the moment.
Can you hear me, Steve?
Yeah, Tommy, I can hear you. Just a second.
Yeah, it says you just got to let my video on.
Well, I'm not seeing that option. Let's do this. Well, what if I stop sharing?
There we go.
There you go.
There we go. All right, let me just get my thing here set. Can you see my screen, Steve?
Can see it just fine.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Hear
me loud and clear?
Can hear you just fine.
Perfect. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Primerica Financial Services. My name is Tommy Lee, Senior Vice President. Have been with Primerica for the last 26 years. And tonight you're going to be hearing just about what we do and a little bit on who we are and what's in it for you. It's been an amazing career for myself, and we're so fortunate that we have a family business. My brother is also a Senior Vice President in New Jersey. We're actually in Southern California right now. And we're just excited about the next decade. It's just going to be amazing. Tonight, you just sit back, relax, take some notes, learn a little bit more about your financial life. And at the very end, you know, you'll definitely be further ahead than you were when you got on this call tonight, for sure. I've learned so much. And this is all about just improving and getting yourself more financial knowledge, especially in the economic condition of our country and our job market out there. It's a scary time. And now is a great time to just even take your finances to a whole nother level and keep your options open about improving your life financially. And also could be an opportunity for you to also work with us. So sit back, relax, and we'll get started, okay? So what is the new career model looking like out there, okay? People are, the unemployment, people getting laid off, jobs, just going left and right. Businesses are, social distancing now, so it's affecting so many different ways that people are looking at the future. And so we got to really look ahead and say, what's important? So here's some things, okay? As we know, the world is changing, okay? Hold on one second here. I don't see my mouse on here. That's okay. Remote working will be the new norm in the post-corona world. For most businesses, migration to home working has gone remarkably smooth. The world is changing. Are you changing? So IBM conducted a survey, 25,000 people, to gauge how perspectives about work, transportation, leisure changed since the outbreak of the coronavirus. 54% of the adults want to work remotely most of the time after the pandemic, according to a new study from IBM. Working from home could make the workers happier, save employees and employers lots of money, okay? Just think of the commuting that people are, you know, driving in traffic all over the country and people are home. A lot of teachers are not, wanting to go back. So people are just, you know, I hear it. Because I'm always talking with people and it's just like things are changing. Business owners don't want to pay as much rent on the spaces if they can get the same production or more. So of those surveyed, 75% said they would like to continue to work from home in at least a partial capacity, while 40% of the respondents said they strongly feel that their employers should give employees the choice to opt in and work remotely. I know myself, we've been working remotely for the last, I'd say, year and a half. Just not remotely. We have an office, but we've been using the technology like we are tonight, and we get more done in a shorter period of time. Tonight, we're broadcasting this in many different states and even Canada. We have people plugged in all over the place, so it's just new technology allows us to optimize. The goal is to become 2%. This way it allows you to live the life of your dreams. Become a 2%er, okay? And travel, education, hobbies, new cars, charities, new homes. I mean, just think of, you know, what are some of your goals? What are you looking to do? And right now, I mean, with the current income and the current savings that you have, you know, I mean, are you achieving all of these goals? Do you have things that you'd like to do in the future that you can't do on the present income or the present savings that you've done over the last 10 years? If so, it's, you know, you wonder, how could I become a 2%er, become an owner, okay? I saw this cash flow quadrant many, many decades ago. And here's what it is. It's you got the employee where you have a job, and the job, like I was an electrician, and the job was based on the position, not on the person. I remember I would be working and I would get paid the same hourly wage as the guy right next to me. And, you know, whether he worked or he slept or he drank on the job or whatever he did, we were getting the same hourly wage. And, you know, I didn't really like that, to tell you the truth. And then I saw people that were self-employed, people that are like realtors. You know, you got people in sales, people that are doctors, lawyers, people that are, you know, out there selling pharmaceuticals, different things that, hairstylists, you know, that's a little bit better because you get self-employment benefits, like you get some tax breaks, but still, I mean, I felt like, you know, when you're self-employed and it's only you, it's almost like now you own the job. And then you see businesses, and I saw people that own businesses, and I was like, wow, how can I ever get to that side? I mean, you need to have a lot of money. You need to know somebody. You need to, I always felt like I was on the wrong side of the tracks. And, you know, I was like, man, I'd love to get over that side. I even tried going down that road to become an electrician business owner. And, you know, I hit some stumbling blocks. Number one, it like cost $10,000 to get a license, then equipment, then insurance. And before you know it, I was looking at $100,000 and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I just went back to the union because I didn't know, how to really go about getting a loan. I was like, am I going to go into debt to do this? I just didn't know how. And then you look at, you know, people that are investors, and these, like, I always felt like, wow, that guy got lucky. That guy inherited this or whatever. But today, you know, I'd say about 80% of the people that are wealthy are first generation. These are people that have accumulated millions of dollars and they've done it themselves without inheriting millions in the past. So you can do it in your generation. You just got to learn how money works. And they had money working for them instead of them working for money. And I always found that the people that had businesses seemed like they had a lot more money. And then I found out that 74% of the wealth is accumulated from people that own businesses. And I felt like the cards were always stacked against the employees and the people that were self-employed. Although, you know, I was thankful to have a job, I always felt that there had to be a better way. How could I get myself where I can, you know, make more, have more money, more time, more freedom, pay less taxes? And the right side of the track here is hard to get there, but we teach people how to move from the left side over to the right side. So if you're listening and you've always wondered, how could I get myself on from the left side of the quadrant over to that right side and become either an investor or an owner? Tonight, we're going to talk about how you can do that in our company and how I've done that and many, many other leaders have done that. Just incredible that this exists. What if you could find a legitimate professional business that 80% of North America was the market? This means that 8 out of 10 people that you spoke to needs to speak to us about getting something with our company. That's a pretty wide net that you can throw a dart and hit any house in this country, and they are going to need 5 or 6 or 7 things that Primerica does. And that's a big, big market in North America. Imagine that you can work from home, online, and no overhead. That's a big problem when you look at businesses. They have payroll, they have advertising costs, they have all kinds of pay, like different things. They have to buy products and go resell things. They have to pay vendors and, you know, just insurances. Imagine having something with no overhead. No products that you had to buy and assemble and ship. A lot of import-export businesses, they have to first have a large amount of money that's on the table where they have to purchase. Then they have to make sure that they check the materials that are going to get sent out. And that all costs money. And that, I mean, sometimes you got to have millions of dollars sitting on the sidelines just so you can resell that stuff in the hope that you're going to make a 10 or 15% profit. Here we have no products to buy and assemble or ship. How about this? When you work when you want and as often as you want. If you want to be open 7 days a week, you can be open 7 days a week. If you want to wake up at 6 in the morning and start your work, or 4, you have access to make money 24/7 around the clock. I love that I could turn any hours into productive hours when it comes to our business model. Here it is, our business model. What if you could find legitimate professional business that provides a scalable marketing and business system? Imagine if we had this. Utilizes the latest technology, is an intangible product that requires a professional license. This means that not everybody could just come in and sell what we sell. You have to actually go through some licensing and some schooling and pass some state examinations and make sure that you are certified and qualified to bring these products and services to the people that we're actually trying to help. What if we said that we had a multi-billion dollar product support system, something that has a 43-year track record, something that already has a proven system, and you can see that, you know, we already went public on the New York Stock Exchange, and, you know, we already have been trading on the New York Stock Exchange for almost, it's over 10 years. So this is already has a 43-year track record with 10 years, has a multi-billion dollar support system. So our business is to educate North America on money, okay? How many people need to know more about the subject of money? Every household, how many households need to get out of debt? They need to save more money. They need to make more money. I mean, if you ask the average person what they're worried about through this coronavirus, I mean, they're stressed out, no doubt about it, but their anxiety is a money anxiety. It's paying the bills. It's not knowing if they're going to be okay in the next 6 months, and people are definitely worried. So building a financial house, how important is that? Well, we got to learn how to build that. We got to start with the foundation. Protecting your income. Most people couldn't even tell you what the foundation was of their financial house. And most people wouldn't even say that they had a financial house. They'd be like, I don't know. We just sort of make money and we just put it away and we try. Okay. we have a 401k, okay? And they don't even know how the 401k works. So it's a very unstable house that most people are living in. When it comes to their financial house, it's shaky. It's on shaky foundation, and it's not really put together that well because they haven't really paid attention to it. Having a budget. This is a spending plan, okay? If your income is here and your expenses are above your income, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Go long enough, that's going to erode the foundation. Sooner or later, it's going to crumble that house. Having an emergency fund. Most people's emergency fund is two things. Number one, it's a Visa card. Number two, it's a 401k plan. That's their emergency fund. You know, they don't even know, you know, how to build an emergency fund. Accelerating paying off debt. You know, when's their debt freedom day? If you ask the average person, when are you going to be out of debt? They're going to say never. Well, when does the bank want you to be out of debt? Never. Okay. Their goal is to keep you in debt. Those credit card companies, those phone calls that are coming in, those, you know, robotic calls that they're trying to sell you something or trying to get you a subscription of something. It's all designed to have you pay and not know what you're paying for and just go further and further into debt. And we sort of put a budget together and we sort of will teach you how to fire the bills that make no sense for you to pay anymore. There's certain ones of those that you got to get rid of them. And then you could rehire them in the future if you want to. But you've got to learn how to, you know, pay yourself first. If you're paying every other bill and you're not paying yourself first, that's a problem. Retirement. Are you maxing out all the retirement plans that are available to you? Are you maxing out your IRAs? Do you know what the difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA? Do you know if you have access to a 401k? If the 401k has access, does it have access to a Roth IRA inside the 401k? There's so many questions that are unanswered. And if you're out there listening tonight and you're saying, man, I don't know anything about this, you need to make sure whoever invited you on this call that you get with them and you put together a financial roadmap. We do that for you and we'll do that complimentary. But it'll put all these things in place for you. College savings. You know, I mean, there's different college savings plans. There's the Coverdale 529 and UGMA and UTMA. There's all these things unanswered. Middle America is just confused and they don't know what to do. And they just can't wrap their head around their financial life, never mind getting financially independent. And we are here just teaching people how money works and how they can get their lives in order. Other goals, other dreams. Maybe they want to have, you know, an earlier retirement. Maybe they want to have money aside for a secondary home or college funding, whatever it is. If it's not in writing, it's just pretty much a fantasy in our eyes, okay? It's just, you know, you're just having a wish list, okay? But if you put a goal down and you put a plan, it's going to help you get there faster. We put together the financial roadmap. How do you rate your desire? Scale of 1 to 10. Your confidence level, how confident are you that you will become debt-free and financially independent? And what's your desire to become debt-free and financially independent? I think, you know, most people would say their confidence level is very low that they're going to get there, but their desire level is really high that they want to get there. Well, that's a pretty big difference. If your confidence level is low and your desire level is high, we got to bridge that gap. How could we do that? Come through us. Let us do a financial plan for you and let us show you how we can do that. Step one, know your financial independence number, your FIN number. Okay. Without that, how do you know if you're going to be financially independent if you don't even know what your FIN number is? That's a number. Everybody has that number. Everyone's goal is to have enough money that works so they don't have to work. People don't even know. They're like, why do you work? Well, I mean, what's your goal of stopping work? Oh, no, I'm going to work till the day I die, right? Because they never knew that they could work for money and then get money work for them. I never knew that before getting here. And I heard that. I was like, how do you get money working for you? Oh, wow, that's interesting. What if you could get money working for you and you didn't have to work for money anymore? That piqued my interest. I was like, well, being an electrician was important, but you know, getting financially independent is a lot more important. Learn about money. So here's an example. Age 30, financial independence goals, age 60, and the ideal income is $100,000 a year. And they say, all right, well, that's pretty good. Imagine if you had $100,000 a year coming in at age 60 for the rest of your life. Well, with 3% inflation, you have to figure that in. With our financial needs analysis, that will automatically put in the inflation factor. And it'll tell you, all right, well, the $100,000, it's not going to be $100,000 30 years from now. You're going to need $243,000. Wow, I never thought about that. Well, if you didn't think about that, you're going to fall short, right? So here it is. When we calculate the FIN number, you need $2.6 million in order to have that $243,000 coming in for the rest of your life. Well, how are you going to get to $2.6 million? You're going to have to start saving every single month. Every single month, you're going to have to start paying yourself first. It's so crazy. People pay their electric bill. They'll pay their mortgage, they'll pay their rent, they'll pay their internet service, they'll pay for a Mercedes car. And I'm like, well, how much are you saving for yourself? No, I haven't done that yet. I'll get to that when I pay the car off. It's just called procrastination, okay? Not gonna happen. Most people are not gonna get there. That's why they're gonna be looking for a job at Target saying, welcome to Target. I mean, you think they plan that out? I mean, man, when I hit 65 or 70, man, I can't wait to be holding a Target sign that says, welcome to Target. And I'm just going to keep working there till I'm 85 or 90. You think people plan that out, or maybe they failed to plan and that's why they have to go do that? That's not a pleasant thing. I was talking to some guy yesterday in his mid 60s. He works 12 hours a day outside the Apple store with a face mask on, 11 hours a day. I go, my gosh, man. What'd you do that it prevented you from getting there? Well, obviously, he didn't have a plan. He didn't have a map. Map your route to get there. How do you do that? Problem is, most people don't have a clear picture or direction. They're going to deal with all this stuff. They're going to deal with student loans. They're going to deal with college savings, 401ks, banks, insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever, but they have no clear direction on how to get there. So what do we do? The solution is we have a digital tool that is a GPS. Imagine this. We give everybody that we sit with a digital marketing strategy on how to plug the numbers in, and it will automatically clear a route for them to get from where they're at to financially independent. And it's amazing. I have so many customers that call me. I have one in mind that she's a nurse and she's amazing. And she's like, I just can't imagine if I didn't listen to you. She makes more today not being a nurse in New Jersey than she did when she was a nurse working around the clock. I mean, she just can't believe it. She's like, these checks are going to come in for the rest of my life. And we keep giving her pay increases. And just amazing when you do it the right way. Two issues everyone is facing. In the early years, okay, you may need a lot of life insurance coverage. Why? You have a family. In the early years, you might not have a lot of money saved because you have a family. Well, in the later years, you better do some planning because two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to get older. Number two, your kids are going to get old. And number three, you're going to not be able to work so much when you start hitting your 60s. You're going to not have the energy that you had. And hopefully you have the health, but if you don't, hopefully you save your money. Young children, high debt, and a house mortgage. If you lose an income early on, man, you could devastate your family. Like just boom. We just had somebody pass away very recently. And the gal was, you know, asking me to donate money to a GoFundMe because he's got a 3-year-old daughter and never bought life insurance. GoFundMe, it was not designed to replace life insurance. Okay, GoFundMe is for, you know, things that happen, but it's not to, you know, be a life insurance policy at all. You're supposed to buy life insurance and get that so you can protect your family and then save your money. And when you get to retirement, your children are grown, your debts are lower, your mortgage is paid. Now you'll need a retirement income. So the two problems is you can die too soon and not have proper protection, or you can live too long and run out of money. Both of them are a big problem. We prevent both of them by showing you how to have the proper life insurance and the proper savings plan so you take care of both. And when you do pass away, at least your family is not destitute because of a lack of planning. What life insurance company do you know that teaches people how to eliminate their life insurance in the future? Only one, us. If you die tomorrow, would your family, what would you want your family to be? A little better off, the same, or worse? Obviously, you know, you don't want them worse. You want them a little better off, or at least the same. Here's the five biggest mistakes people make. Number one, you know, not, I'm not sure what that's saying there. Okay, not enough. Sorry about that. That's a typographical error here, but not enough. Life insurance for your family, the wrong kind of life insurance is number two. That's a cash value policy. That's definitely the wrong kind. It's the expensive kind that you lose your savings if you die. Number three, term insurance from a company that's selling cash value, and it's going to be unaffordable at the end, creating future risk. Number four, procrastination, putting off your family's needs now. I see lots of people doing that. Yeah, we'll get it tomorrow. Actually, I've seen a difference right now with the COVID coming in. We've seen a lot of people coming to us saying, you know what? It's time. We got to get our stuff in order, because people are realizing that anything can happen. And number five, group life insurance may not even pay at all. I can't even tell you the nightmare stories about group term insurance that somebody was, you know, working for a great company, and you know, because he was off route while he was driving and he got hit by a car and they didn't pay. And I won't say the name of the company, but it's a well-known company, and the group life insurance would not pay the policy, a $300,000 claim to a wife and two kids. And she was only in her 30s, and she had to fight with them in court because of just some little things inside the group policy. Group policies is a real dangerous way to protect your family. Why not do it the right way? There are two options. You have cash value life insurance. You're going to pay a premium. You're going to get life insurance and a savings. The problem is with this is you only get to access one or the other. If you die, it looks like you bought two things. So you bought life insurance and savings. And the challenge is if you die, everybody thinks you're going to get the life insurance and the cash value. And when you start looking inside the policy, you find out, wow, my beneficiary is only going to receive the $200,000, and the life insurance company is going to keep the cash value if I die. Well, that's good for the insurance company, right? Well, I mean, another option is I can borrow money out of the policy. Well, if you borrow money out, you have to pay interest back to the insurance company, and it decreases your death benefit, whatever you borrowed out. So if you borrow your own money and it decreases your death benefit and increases your premiums, again, it's good for the life insurance company. If you die, they're only going to give you the life insurance, keep the savings. If you take the savings out, you're only going to eliminate your life insurance policy. Your savings element only grows at 1 or 2 or 3%. So it's a real slow old dinosaur of a policy. Yet today, 75% of life insurance policies sold today are still cash value life insurance. Okay. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe how people get roped into this and they don't know the first thing about it. And hard to read the policy too. It's all very confusing. But when you look at term insurance and you say, well, I could buy term, take the 450, and I could buy 800,000 on the main breadwinner, and I could take 400,000. That's a lot more coverage than 200. And the monthly premium, instead of 450 a month, is going to be 189. That's a big difference, right? So we got a 30-year term. So from 35 to 65, paying a lot less, getting a lot more protection. Very good. It's, what is that good for? That's good for the consumer, right? You could take the difference of 261 a month and channel that over to your mutual fund or your IRA or your 401k or your 403b if you're a teacher. At just 9%, you're going to gain $699,000 of savings in the vehicle on the right. So if you die along the way, God forbid the primary dies, and let's say the value of the investment is worth, let's say, $300,000, the spouse is going to receive the $800,000 and the $300,000. On the side of the left, on side A, they're going to receive the $200,000, and you could subtract out the $153,000, not subtract out, but that you're not going to get both. They're only getting $200,000, they're going to keep the $153,000. That's a huge difference. On the right side, you're going to get over a million, two million, million one, million two. On the left side, you're going to get 200 grand. What a difference. Which program would you pick? I obviously would pick the one on the right, right? I mean, A or B. How to learn how to become an owner, okay? Not a loaner. Well, our money goes into the traditional institutions, the banks, the insurance companies, and it ends up in the global economy anyway. If you really look at where money flows, a bank doesn't just put your money away and say, let's lock it up for John, right? The bank takes your money and resends it out there for loans, may make real estate purchases, could buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, could do a number of things with that money to make that work for the financial institution. Well, we think that we should bypass the banks, bypass the middlemen, and go right directly into the global economy. That makes a lot more sense. Rule of 72, I never heard of this. This blew me away. I said, wait a minute, this is how money works. How long does it take your money to double? Divide the interest rate into the number 72, and it will equal the years that your money doubles. Well, what's 20 grand? What happens at 2%? Wow, 36 years for that money to double. That's a long time, right? Well, if we get the interest rate a little higher, well, now we got 20 grand. It's going to double a couple times, right? Now you got 160,000. Well, what if we got 12% interest? Wow, that's going to be a big difference, right? Might even be 300,000, four or five, right? When I saw this, I was like, whoa, my God, 1.2 million. That's a big difference. Would you rather have 40,000 or 160, or would you rather have $1.3 million? It's no brainer. So what we do is we teach people how they could take their money from 2 to 6% and how they can move it into vehicles that are getting 12%. Okay, we said before the presentation, we're going to teach you how money works. Well, this is one of them right here in front of you. This is how money doubles. If it doesn't work for you, doesn't mean that it's not working. It's probably working for somebody else. So when you have your money in the bank and you say, well, it's not working for me here. Well, it's working for somebody. It's working for the bank, because the bank might re-lend that money out with a credit card at 18 to 24% interest legally, right? How much do most people know about earnings? Earning a better return on their 401k, their IRAs? If I ask the average person, they don't know. Do you know how much money it would take for you to get professional advice from an investment company? I mean, when you call them and say, I got 50 to invest, they're going to say 50 million? No, I got 50. 50,000? No, I got 50. $50? They'll hang up the phone on you. Here's the thing. You need $250,000 in order for them to look at you and take you seriously. The average person doesn't have $250,000. And even if they did, it's not that much money nowadays. I've had accounts, people from other financial institutions walk away because the account was lower than $1 million, okay? Other financial companies said they wouldn't manage it because it was less than $1 million. Primerica will. Where to invest? How mutual funds work. A mutual fund is an opportunity for you, together with many other investments, to pool your money together. Here's how a mutual fund works. We have a lot of individual investors. We pool all the assets together, and we get that money to be managed by professional money managers. They take the money and they pick stocks and bonds that are in the global economy. They may pick stocks like Apple and Microsoft and Starbucks and who knows, Target and CVS, all different stocks, Pepsi, agricultural companies, pharmaceutical companies like Merck, Pfizer, and Dell, and technology companies like all kinds, right? Google, who knows? I mean, there's so many different ones, but that's what a mutual fund is. We help people build and protect wealth regardless of their net worth by educating consumers. Every family in North America can achieve financial freedom. Ask the average person, do they think they have a shot at getting financially free? And the answer is no. And I'm here to tell you that you have a shot. You have a shot. Even by getting on this call tonight gives you even a better shot than if you were not on this call. And I applaud you for taking the time to listen and learn and get yourself on some sort of track. We will help you. We don't care how small the dollars are now, because we believe that we can build the wealth of your future. And you'll stick with us and we'll stick with you. But you've got to be committed to your finances in order for us to be committed to your finances, if that makes sense. Look at the companies on our platform. My goodness, we got some of the greatest name brands. Has anybody ever heard of American Funds? Has anybody ever heard of Legg Mason? They manage a large portion of the Gates Foundation. Franklin Templeton, Invesco, American Century, Pioneer, some of the oldest mutual fund companies ever created. How about Lincoln Financial Group? Lincoln's been around for over 100 years. Brighthouse is the former MetLife company, over 200 years. AIG, AXA, you've heard of some of these companies. We have Primerica, has their own life insurance division, auto insurance, long-term care. You would be able to provide services to all your friends, your family, your people that you know if you worked with us. In summary, here's what makes us different. We can deliver and present online directly to someone's home. In the last 6 months, I've rarely been in somebody's house. I don't even think I've been in anybody's house. We've been doing everything all over the country electronically with electronic applications. And we can do it directly from our home and leave them in their home, which makes it online directly, business to business and business to family. Immediate, because of the technology that Primerica has invested and allows us to do things 100% compliant. We have all the financial products. I mean, auto insurance, homeowners. We now have mortgages. We just signed a deal with Quicken Loans, just signed on with us. We're only doing mortgages over the last 30 to 60 days, California being the first state, and they're closing mortgages now, so another product. We have ongoing financial education and follow-up. Bottom line is business 101 says find a need and fill it. And what that does, that creates an opportunity for us and others. You make money. Is there a need for what we do? Ask yourself this question. Are the financial concepts helpful for everyone? Can you see why our clients just love what we do? And can you see the opportunity it creates? It creates an opportunity for someone else to get their finances in order It also creates the opportunity if someone wants to work with us, come on board, get a license, and let's help other people. So it's creating, it's literally creating jobs if you think about it. So plug into the marketing and the training. We're going to wrap up with this in the next 15 minutes and earn unlimited income. Okay, I have never seen a business model like this. I've been here 26 years. I have never seen something like this where you can make so much money and help so many people at the same time. That's a very unique opportunity. Here's the thing. Monthly kickoffs, the first Saturday. Now, this is the only Saturday, this Saturday, that we're not doing it because 4th of July, okay? But the following Saturday is we do our kickoff, okay? So every first Saturday of the month, we do a kickoff training. It's usually about 2 to 3 hours. Fantastic. You get to hear from the field speakers. We generally have over 500 to 1,000 people on that webinar getting trained around the country and in Canada. Sunday night training every Sunday. We do a 2-hour fundamental training. We usually have people that are making over $500,000 a year in our company speaking on that. Very, very big training. Monday night, Thursday. Today's Thursday. We do them on Monday. So sometimes it's Monday and Thursday. Every week it's Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. But you'll hear a few things where we have the client series where you use a 12-week training program. And then tonight is like you're invited on here. If you're just taking a look at our business, maybe you want to learn about finances or you want to learn about how to work with us. And you get a chance to do that. And that's every Monday, every Thursday. And Monday night, Thursday, business system overview. Where you're able to invite people onto this. Tuesday morning, marketing seminar. This goes for 1 full hour. This is where we teach you marketing strategies of how to go about building your market, how to expand your market, how to get referrals working for you, all the fundamentals of business one-on-one. This is incredible. We have all this going on. The entire system is online. It can be accessed. And you literally could work from anywhere. I mean, you could work pretty much. You could be sitting on the beach right now and working because we have internet service all over the place. Well, now you're not supposed to go to the beach for a little while. But anyway, you could do this anywhere. How the appointment systems work. We run the system from anywhere and you will make money. Okay, it doesn't matter. As long as you hold licenses, you can make money. Technology drives the business because technology can reach out to people faster than you can. Technology can follow up. Technology can organize and take, you know, a lot more organization skills than humans because we forget, right? We have personal links to invite people onto here. We have a 12-week customer education series. Weekly join the team presentation, which is, like I said, tonight, where it's just like, hey, take a look at this and you may want to come on board. I don't care what business that you're in right now. I mean, if you are in any business, every person that you come in contact with could use our services and you could be building a separate financial arm in your life that is called the financial service industry. You can have that on your platform no matter what you're doing with your life. Say, I decided to get some financial licenses because everyone needs help. Everyone's looking to save money, economize, and get more financially healthy. Everybody's looking to do that, so you could be part of that. One-on-one follow-up with the Zoom and the online applications, okay? Very easy to do this. If you like anything, we will set up a Zoom one-on-one. The applications will be there just in case you want to get a financial plan started or you want to come on board and get walk through the licensing. The thing is, we will pay for the licensing. But you have to pay for a background check. You have to pass a background check. And that's okay. We got to make sure that anybody coming on board here that there is no felonies and serious problems with your background. So that's the only one thing that we require is a full background check. How the training works, technology driving the system, drives the training, online licensing. This is pretty amazing. I didn't have this 26 years ago. You had to go to a class, but you could join today and be in licensing school tonight. It's amazing. And then you click on it and it's like it's logging the hours for you. Life insurance license and security license. Weekly trainings, 2-hour product training online, 1-hour marketing training. Here's the earning opportunity. Here it is. We do a 30-year level term insurance policy, a $1 million debt benefit. It's $99 a month. People pay more in cable than they do. And they don't have any life insurance. It's so funny. And they say, I don't have any life insurance. How much do you pay for Nickelodeon in cable? Oh, $150 a month. So, you know, what's more important, like cable or protecting your family? I mean, my God, don't you think everybody should have life insurance nowadays? Yes. Absolutely. So here it is. Markets wide open. 50% of Americans have no life insurance. The other 50% don't have enough or they have the wrong kind. Our market is everybody. It's amazing. So you could just get in that business alone. And if you wrote that policy and it took 15 minutes, you'd make $276. If it took maybe 30 minutes, okay? If you're a district leader, you made $552. If you're a division, $663. A regional, $774. If you're a regional vice president or above, we're senior vice president, so we would make $1,216 up front within 30 minutes of work. To me, that's fascinating. That's like, wow, where could you go? But even a district leader, $552 in like an hour's worth of work, or a half hour, man, most people got to work a whole week to make $552. Now, if you did that twice a week, you'd make an extra $1,100 or $1,200 a week, guys. I'll tell you something. You do that every week, that's an extra $50,000 a year. Let's take a look at it. If you did term insurance as an RVP and you did a little investing, okay, each time you help a family, you're making $276 each time and you help a family. You're making $1,200 as an RVP. So here it is. Add a mutual fund to the term insurance. And let's just say the client spends $500 to $1,000 a month. That means that they're saving that money, right? $99 a month for a term insurance policy. The commission is $276 to $1,216. $500 a month to an investment, recurring income of $7 to $15 a month. Now you set up $15, it doesn't sound like a lot, but what's $15 a month times 100 clients? Well, that's $1,500 a month. The last time I checked, people are looking for pensions. My question is, pensions have disappeared. Where are you going to be able to build a $1,500 a month income? Well, here you can do it just from other people contributing to their IRAs. Incredible. If you did that for 2 or 3 years in a row, all of a sudden you're making $1,500 a month. The next year it's $3,000 a month. The following year, 45. 3 or 4 or 5 years, you'll be making $5,000 a month in personal residual income. Personal residual. Residuals means it's coming in without you having to work. We need money working for us, not us working for money. Assume you help one client per week. Term insurance, you make $26,000 in a year. $500 a month, keep doing that. Your personal income is $520 a month of recurring income. That's your first year, $29,000 for the year, part-time. Last time I checked, you know, people are looking for ways. How can I make $29,000 a year part-time? We have people making so much more than that. But, you know, even if you could just make that, wouldn't that be worth it? Where is the largest movement of money? The largest movement of money is in the financial market, $68 trillion market. If you took any type of business, they would kill to get their hands on $1 trillion of more market. Financials have $68 trillion. This is unbelievable. It's recurring and repetitive compensation. And I'm telling you, this is no place like here. No limit on the size of your income in the investment business. Applications are done online and on Zoom. It's fascinating that we can do that now. I would go back 10 years ago, we never would have thought that we could do all business 100% online. What do you earn based on a little $300,000 rollover? Look at that. As a regional, you're going to make an extra $53,000 in a year. Just one rollover a month, you're making that, plus the residuals, plus the recurring, plus the repetitive other business that you're going to get. Every time we talk to somebody, their brother, their sister, their cousin, I was doing one appointment this afternoon, it turned into six different clients while I was in the house. Unbelievable. Just everybody needs something. It's amazing. What a business. Freedom comes from recurring and residual income. Here's my question to you. How much personal recurring residual income do you have right now? If that number is not over $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month, you have got to look into getting into our company. You have to do it for yourself so you could have some freedom, because we don't know what's going to happen out there to your job. But we know the financial business is always going to be here. As long as there's people and money, there's always going to be investments and insurance. You gain freedom when you have both time and money. Freedom money is recurring and having do nothing money. Okay, freedom comes from money working for you or people working for you. Okay, and that's what you got to do. Do you have a plan for this? Most people do not. Build your own brokerage firm. We'll wrap up in 5 minutes. Assume you have 10 people that we help you train and help you develop into licensed producers, okay? 10 policies per week, 10 rollovers per month. Income is $483,000 annually. I know that's a lot of money, okay? But guess what? It's real. I mean, I was an electrician making $50,000 a year. They said, would you like to double or triple your income? Yeah. We more than quadrupled our income in less than 10 years, okay? More than quadrupled. It was like fivefold. And I was like, oh my gosh, man, incredible. And this opportunity just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Does not include personal production, residuals, recurring, repetitive business. 99% of our reps start part-time. We have three career paths. Help friends and family, that's spare time. Part-time, have a consistent weekly income, maybe $500 to $1,000 a week. Full-time, we want you to make $10,000 a month. We don't talk about anything less than $10,000 a month. If you're making less than $10,000 a month, you're just not working or you're not skilled. You've got to get skilled. You come in here, you get serious about it. We want you to make, and as soon as you get near 10, we'll be focusing you on making $20,000 a month. $20,000, getting your income up to that level. This way you really could enjoy living and enjoying and saving money and being free. Plug into the system. Nothing comes without you plugged in. We have the largest mutual fund company in North America. I believe we have over 26,000 licensed people. We submit $99. It's $49 going into July right now. That's slashed to $49, and it's $25 a month. They've been given a break since the COVID hit. So they're giving breaks on people coming in, just giving them a chance. Listen, we lose money because we're paying for your licenses. Your licenses, your life insurance license, and your security license, average cost in the nation is over $1,500. So we don't make any money on your 99 or your 49. We lose money by people coming in here, but we want to give people a chance. Because we believe that if you go to your school and you follow through with getting your license, we're willing to make that investment for you. Okay, but you got to be willing to commit to following through on your end. We believe implementing your own personal financial plan is critical, because how could you help someone else if you're not helping yourself? It's almost like a hypocrite. Yeah, I'm going to show you how to fix your finances, but I haven't done mine yet. Doesn't make any sense. You've got to start, get your own plan started, so we can show other people how it helped you, and then you could be the example that they can follow and trust. Plug into the system. Can't stress that enough. If you come in this business and you don't plug in, you won't be in the business very long, okay? Come in and plug in and get a license and follow the leadership, and you'll have no problems. If you're interested, set up a follow-up interview. If you're not interested, set up a follow-up interview. Either way, you should set up a follow-up interview. Here's why. If you're interested, let's get you a license. If you're not interested, let's get you a plan. If you're interested, you're going to get a license. We're still going to get you a plan. Either way, you need a plan, because you got to make sure that you're on track, guys. I hope this helped you out tonight. I hope that you enjoyed the presentation. And next week, we will be having another one on Monday. I would say, getting off this call, contact the person that invited you onto this and tell them, you know, hey, I want to be in this business. I want to get a license, or hey, I want to fix my finances and get a financial plan. Either way, also, we would encourage you to refer anybody to the person that invited you down to, because I'm telling you, you will be so surprised with how people would appreciate getting referred in, so we can help them get financially healthy too. Have a great night, guys, and I'll end the call on that. And we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Enjoy. Happy 4th of July weekend, and we appreciate you plugging in with us.